Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto greeted thousands of Indonesian military soldiers in Papua assignment area. President Prabowo, together with Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin, greet the soldiers through a video call on the sidelines of an intimate evening event with the soldiers at UNIF 754 MNME Kangasi, Timika Central, Papua. The event marked the end of 2024 and welcome the new year 2025. As broadcast on the Ministry of Defense YouTube account, the President expressed his gratitude for the loyalty of the Indonesian National Defense Forces soldiers serving in Papua.
On behalf of the country, on behalf of the government, and on behalf of the people, thank you for your service. Thank you for your loyalty. Congratulations on duty, and may the Almighty always be with you.
President Prabowo Subianto hopes that the Indonesian National Defense Forces on duty will remain enthusiastic, remain steadfast in their service. The President assessed that the tasks carried out by the soldiers are for sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia and for the future of the Indonesian nation. Previously, Minister of Defense Syafri Samsudin reminded soldiers on duty in Papua to carry out noble tasks because they maintain the sovereignty of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Moving on to the second news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that the total transaction of the 2024 shopping in Indonesia Aja discount program, which took place from the December 20th to 29th, 2024, has reached 25.4 trillion rupiahs. The achievement of this transaction value increased by 15% compared to the transaction value in 2023, which was recorded at 22 trillion rupiah, exceeding the target of 10%. Erlangga said in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, "This increase shows the high enthusiasm of the public for this discount program and its effectiveness in driving the economy." According to Erlangga, this program is an initiative of the government and business actors to encourage public spending so as to increase domestic consumption, strengthen the use of local products, and make Indonesia an attractive shopping destination for domestic and foreign tourists. Erlangga explained one of the main focus of the Bina Diskon 2024 program is to promote local products. And that was Newsline.
I think mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin erat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
Dari rasa kasih sayang itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa ada bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuma kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Aku tahu apa yang kita jalani,
sulit mereka pahami. Namun ku yakin ada jalan,
ada jalan.
Aku dan kamu melawan.
17,000 islands stretching between two oceans. Studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else. Dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves. Protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Ecotourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. Exploring nature in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
That was wonderful Indonesia. And what is also wonderful, you might ask, in this year, even though it just started, we have such spirits coming from the listeners of Voice of Indonesia. I will be reading some of the message that you sent through our social media. First, I'll be reading from the Facebook and Instagram account. There it is, Shed Abbas Taki at ADV. Which he said, greetings, happy new year to all of you. Thank you so much, Mr. Shed. And then we have Mizan Rahman, who said, happy new year 2025. David Luresia said, happy new year, and happy new year to you also, Mr. David. And also Kamal Hossein, which is a super fan from our Facebook and Instagram fan page, that he said, greetings, happy new year 2025, independent radio listeners club from Madukali, Faridpur, Bangladesh. We also have Venkata Ratnam Yeluri, who is also a big fan from our Facebook fan page. Greetings and all good wishes to you on your families and friends. Thank you so much Senkata Ratnam Yeluri. And then we also have Caesar Deuces, which he is saying, Happy New Year 2025, my friends of the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, and best wishes from Peru. Thank you so much, Mr. Caesar Deuces, and hello to you in Peru, and Happy New Year, and also enjoy your this year and with much enthusiasm, of course. Then we have Muhammad Salim Akhtar, which he said, what he said is sweet greetings from Pakistan and Happy New Year 2025. And also Rashid Anas, where he said Happy New Year 2025. Thank you so much for everyone who have sent your kind greetings and congratulations text to us in Voice of Indonesia, and of course we, and I will tell the admin to send back and maybe say hi to you and say greetings of Happy New Year, and will you be enjoying this year with lots and lots of energy, enthusiasm, and also positive energy coming towards you this year, and also good luck charm will be with you. And of course, for your listener, we have a song that I'll be playing for you from Voice of Indonesia to all of you, our wonderful listener, with Guns N' Roses, with Sweet Child O' Mine.
disebut ala rocker, Atik sendiri dijuluki sebagai penyanyi rock, dan dia menolak. Atik memang lebih pas kita sebut sebagai pelantun lagu-lagu pop progresif. Figur si boy, fenomena dari gaya anak muda masa kini, jadi tema lagunya kali ini.
Buffaloes. Picturesque villages untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. Magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taracha, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime, a feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Thank you.
Here's Newsflash. The annual Big Bang Festival 2024 is on track to surpass its attendance for a goal of 1 million visitors, with organizers reporting more than 800,000 attendees as of December 31st. The event, which began on December 21st and concluded on January 1st at JX Pocomayor and Jakarta, is set to outperform last year's total of 825,000 visitors. And that was Newsflash.
Beautiful, don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul, and not losing control, and never lose yourself.
I'm ready to bloom.
their intervention. Oh, I disappear, nothing can live on prevention. Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the mute of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicled story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even coming here dozens of times won't be enough because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
Well, listener, I have some messages from all of you also. That was Facebook, and now some message directly sent it to us through social media. We have here from Caleb Abbas. He said, Happy New Year. Warmest thoughts and best wishes for a happy new year. May peace, love, and good health and also happiness follow you always. And of course, always follow Abbas. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Then we have from George Garcia Arangel from Venezuela that sent a picture of a 2025 and Happy New Year logo, which looks super dope here, boy listener, as you can see. And yes, from Calababas also, here is the picture. Sorry, I need to zoom in a bit so that you can see the masterpiece of the listener that sent the message through us. And also, we have messages from Malik Allah Bachaya Kokar, I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong, from Pakistan. He said, wishing you a joyful and prosperous new year 2025. May this year brings you endless opportunity, success, and happiness. Thank you so much. May your dreams come true and your efforts bear fruit in abundance. Let this year be a year of new beginnings, cherished moments, and boundless possibilities. Surround yourself with love, peace, and positivity as you step into another beautiful chapter of life. Such a deep words here, listener. And embrace the challenges and celebrate the harmony for you and your loved ones. Victories where health, happiness, and harmony cheers to a brighter, better, and more fulfilling 2025 and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for all the listener that sent it your greetings to the new year to us. And of course, for a listener, thank you so much for always listening to our program and our segment in Indonesia today. And thank you so much for your messages. And to close up today's broadcast, I have a feature played just for you from Atald Gordang Sambilan. And of course, you can always send your critic suggestion and maybe greetings to us through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for listener and viewers, my name is Ray, and thank you and Happy New Year to all of us. Only a Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And please enjoy our feature, Gordang Sambilan, to close up today's broadcast.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, wherever you are, we meet again in the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago. This program is brought to you in information about traditional music instruments of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will discuss one of the traditional music instruments from North Sumatra called Hasapi. Thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. the tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before the new modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offspring. Hasapi musical instruments is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody career instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants a harahap as Hasapi musicians feels that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya...
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listen, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician, Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Sakap sakap bonainan
Folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is Mi tune.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.